Today's episode of Fantasy Fiction is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, MP3 player, or Magic Stone. Today we're recommending Sword of Shannara by Terry Brooks. It's a book about elves, I think. So if you're enjoying the show, give the free trial a chance. It'll help us pay for the hosting. But I'm not sure what that is. I'm just a wizard. Enjoy the episode. Next scroll. Reese's, where are you?
In the land of fantasy, on the fields of fiction, there rode two knights across the plains. Two thieves of the night, two warriors of honor, in the shadow of the mountain cry their name.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Fantasy Fiction. My name is Dominic.
My name is Josh.
I'm Deanna.
Oh, it's our friend Deanna Rooney is here today.
Hello.
Hello.
I wish I had like a round of applause sound effect. I guess I could add it in post.
We could.
No, let's just live in the now.
Well, I'll just put boos and hisses.
Let's just live in the now. Yeah, start out with the applause for Deanna, and then when you say I could add it in post, just boos and hisses.
But anyway, today we're telling stories of bandits and tree ants.
Yes.
Did you know it was pronounced tree ants?
I thought it was tree ants. Because of the Lord of the Rings. They call them ants.
Well, yeah, but tree ants are just like an inspiration of those.
Oh, so it's the technical term is tree ants.
Tree ants, according to Wikipedia.
Oh.
What did you guys do this week? Josh, what did you do this week?
Well, I did the other podcast with you, Syndication Station. Watching television shows and talking about them, you should check it out. That's what I did.
Boos and hisses here. But before I say what I did, I forgot to kind of introduce Deanna. Deanna
yes.
is our friend. She's an animator and a writer. You work at an animation studio right now, right?
I do, yes.
And Josh, get yes. this. Deanna worked on the animations for Cosmos. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That is my favorite part of the show. I was telling Dom before I knew that you were on, that you had anything to do with it, I was saying to him that I think that's the perfect like fit for that show. Because like that's my favorite part is when he talks about the history of like the people who were the mm-hmm. astrophysicists and stuff like that. So I don't know. I really like that part a lot. So good job.
Thanks, man. I did mostly compositing on it, which is mostly, taking the weird backgrounds that didn't match the animation and making it look okay.
So you did the most exciting work.
Yeah.
They were like, Deanna, do these rocket ships look awesome enough? And you were like, yes.
They will.
There was a lot of crying.
Oh, so much crying.
I've been watching Cosmos all week, and it's blowing my fucking mind because it's so good.
Yeah, no, it's really good.
And I also like the animations a lot. I was watching it last night, and I was like, this is the perfect form to tell these parts of the stories. Like, I remember in the original Cosmos, they would do a lot of reenactments and stuff like
yeah.
that. But cartoons are that much better because... they're entertaining to watch as an adult, which means they're super entertaining to watch as a child. And I think that's really important. I think Cosmos is the most important show on television right now.
I would agree with that.
It airs, I guess, around the same time of Game of Thrones.
Same exact time.
But people have those future boxes that record it. So,
exactly.
It works out.
Yeah.
It's all right.
If you haven't watched Cosmos, you can go on Hulu or I think CosmosOnTV.com and you can watch all the episodes. You need to do yourself the favor and watch that show.
Agreed.
What did you do this week other than that? I kind of talked about what I did. I watched Cosmos. So.
What did I do? Let's see. I worked. I ate some meals.
Did you eat any good meals?
Oh, always.
How about your favorite restaurant in LA to go to?
Oh, that's
right
good.
Now, I guess it's... There's this place on the east side that's called Mess Hall. It's kind of filled with kind of douchey bros sometimes, but like...
Sounds like an army place.
But they have amazing... amazing fried chicken and amazing mashed potatoes.
Oh,
and
man.
Just general good drinks and shit. Man. It's nice.
I was
and
thinking.
The servers are nice.
Yeah, the service is nice.
Servers are mean out here.
I really appreciate it. Because I feel like out here, everyone's like, just get out of my life.
Well, they're all actors, Dom. I mean,
they're acting like a bunch of jerks. I'll tell you that. Service is very interesting here in L.A. It's a lot friendlier in the East Coast, I find, not to diss on L.A. too much. But when you find a place in L.A. that has good service, it's kind of like, oh, I'll keep coming here because they actually like me. one of my favorite places is Lil Dom's.
Oh, yeah. It's right around the corner.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Have you been to Oinkster?
Oh, they just opened one in Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing. Oh, I just hit over my wheel. But
it's okay.
I really love it. Hold on.
No sweat. All right, now that glass of water is cleaned up, I should put like some intermission music there.
That'd be great.
It's just like or something. Guys, there's real adventure happening in our lives.
Right? Real life adventure,
and we're gonna escape that and go into the world of fantasy. Feel free to do any instrument with your mouth.
Yeah, any mouth instrument.
Bam, bam, bam.
That's good. That's like power chords. Whoa.
I think that was an electric saxophone.
Electric saxophone or electric cat.
Yeah.
Either one. Let's get into it.
All right. My story this week is called Boned Again 2, Whoa!
You are really getting rad with these titles.
Thank you. It's the best part of my story. Then it's all downhill from the title.
No.
Daranos is a crazy goddamn sex party 24/7 all week long. So much so that nobody in Big D actually calls a week a week. They call it a weed because blaze on till your day's gone, baby, baby.
Yes, so, that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess you kind of just lose track of time.
But Daranos is also a place of crazy goddamn magic, and boy, times they are a-changing. Over the western mountains lies a dark cloud of growing evil that nobody knows the origin of. Where did it come from? Is it a dragon? An angry god? A spooky-ass omen? Or is Mother Nature on the rag? I don't know. I'm not a wizard scientist.
Yeah. I'd like to know the studies of wizard scientists and, like, nature's rag.
Exactly. Nature's rag is actually a professional term.
Yeah. It's a meteorologist.
Wizard scientist. Yeah.
Do an episode of The Cosmos about it. It's true.
It's already been made.
Anyway. Below this cloud of evil lies a forest named Rotting Spam Forest. Legend has it that all who enter the forest get so completely torqued up on crazy that they wind up going Kerouac on everyone's asses, abandoning their families, and talking about the benefits of hemp as rope, which we all know is stupid, because the only benefit of hemp is for getting hizzy high, blaze on like napalm, 420, legalize it, Obama. This forest was so magical and enchanted that one time a mushroom grew to the size of a house and a giant ate it and tripped balls for 600 years. Yeah, this place is pretty weird.
I could feel you tipping your shades as I said that.
And then you put them back up and like swing back to your store.
Yeah. I'm also sitting on my chair backwards like AC Slater. On the edge of the woods, recently divorced, and therefore finding himself again, having one rager of a midlife crisis, was former legendary bandit Pantser Carter. Pantser, baby, come back and play Orchid volleyball with us, said a comely centaur with her boobs totally out. Pantser propped himself up from his picnic blanket, where seven more comely ladies were all laying on a dog pile kissing. Yeah, with tongue, dude.
So he's recently divorced and he's just taking a little vacay.
Yeah, he's just going crazy with the ladies.
He's bone hungry.
He is. Wait. He's, wait.
I mean, I guess.
Wait.
That also kind of works though, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
I'll say yes.
I mean,
yeah.
Maybe. It's canon. As he got up, he stumbled a bit due to the amount of mead he had partooketh in. All right, ladies, Panzer said. Who's ready to see what Panzer, the once world-famous Mandit, is made of? I'm a bandit the hell out of that orc head. Most of the girls cheered and then went right back to kissing each other. Yeah, on the lips, guys.
Whoa!
I feel like there should be a guitar like... like after like every paragraph of the story.
That would be awesome.
I wish I had electric guitars instead of exclamation points.
we should petition them to change that officially.
The official sound of an exclamation point.
Yeah, there it is. As Panzer walked over to the net, the comely centaur served the orc head with her massive Triple H hangers. The orc head ball sailed far into the woods. All the ladies sighed. One of them in the background said quietly, I was going to make out with that litter. Then looked around, found a sexy rock, and started making the hell out with it.
Is a centaur just making out with a rock now?
Yeah, dude. This party's fucking crazy.
Now that's bone hungry. Hit it with a stamp. Badoosh, bone hungry.
Don't worry, ladies. I'll get it. I'm really good at getting head, Panzer proclaimed as he entered the darkened wood.
Wow.
Nobody laughed. Outside, the ladies all waited and waited. The sun went down, then the sun came up, then went down again, then snow fell, then it was summer again, then there was a shot of flowers blooming for some reason. Finally, one of the ladies asked, is he coming back? Who cares, said a big booty having troll. Then all of them started to, you guess it, make the hell out again. I'm talking second base, boys.
Whoa, it only took them a year to get there.
I don't even remember what second base is. I'm not joking.
Meanwhile, in the forest, Panzer had gotten completely lost. He couldn't see the sun, nor could he have any idea where he was, because his magical compass, which was just a gross eyeball in a jar, which was supposed to peer north at all times, was broken. Instead, all it was doing now was spinning around in the jar all wonky like Marty Feldman's eye on meth. I don't think anyone knows who Marty Feldman is. You guys are going to look that up, the audience. Suddenly...
What's he in?
He's Young Frankenstein. He's Igor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, got it.
Suddenly, Panzer came across what looked like a skeleton. He edged his way closer to the remains, only to see that it was indeed a skeleton, and that this skeleton was that of a female buff cat. Curious.
What?
Mysterious. Curious, he thought. I wonder what could have killed this buff cat-ess. I don't see any bone car tracks cartoonishly all over this body, so it couldn't have been sudden bone car-itis. Suddenly,
getting hit by a car is bone car-itis.
Yeah.
Works for me, Dom.
Yeah, it's canon. All right.
Suddenly, the ground began to quake under him. As Panzer looked down, he could see he was rising above the ground. I fucking knew I could fly, he said. But in all actuality, a giant tree branch had grabbed a hold of him and was lifting him high into the forest canopy. As he reached the top, the tree let him go. He was now standing on a very large branch, at least a million feet high. Are you the skeleton who killed the she-cat? A large, booming voice questioned. Who said that? Panzer asked nervously as he looked around. It is I, the last tree ant. I am guardian of this forest, an all-around swell fucking guy, you cat-murdering piece of dirt. I swear I didn't kill anyone, but did you know I could fucking fly? Panzer replied. Through the darkness, he could see dozens of glowing little yellow eyes. He became very nervous and kind of farted out a squeaky fart. All around him, bursting out of the nooks of the tree, suddenly came out half a dozen small little buff kittens. Some of them were carrying brooms and daggers and brooms with daggers on them.
What?
One had a pair of nunchucks and was just going crazy, twirling them all over his head as he screamed, I swear I'm not the skeleton or whatever who killed that one other skeleton or whatever, Panzer cried. All the mini buff cats stopped in their adorable tracks. Panzer's cold heart melted a bit as he went to try and pet one of the buff cat babies. As he did, the alpha buff cat stopped licking his paw and pulled out a butterfly knife, did some cool butterfly knife tricks, and scowled at Panzer. Okay, sounds good, little guy. No pets, he said. Suddenly, the tree let out a loud roar as he then began to tilt sideways. Quickly, everyone off! They're back, the tree ant yelled. All the buff cats did 13 tuple backflips off the tree as Panzer stumbled and fell down hundreds of feet to what he was certain was going to be his death. As he was ready to hit the ground, all the buff cats formed a kitten chain on the lowest branch and grabbed him by the trousers before he hit the ground. As he stopped inches from the ground, his pants fell off, and everyone could see his weird butt.
Yeah.
Panzer.
Interesting. A legend begins. Down on the ground, the evil skeletal lumberjacks were cutting down the tree and...
Yeah, we gotta get this wood here to the boss so she can make lots of wood things or something. I don't know. I don't want to know. I'm in the skeleton union. Doobie-doobie-doo,
said the skeleton foreman. The buff kittens hissed. Panzer drew his dual swords.
What are you idiots doing? That tree is alive somehow with some kind of magic. Or I don't know. I'm not a wizard scientist, he yelled.
Just then, the small army of skeletal lumberjacks stopped cutting down and began to surround Panzer and the kittens. As they were about to close in on them, the army stopped. The crowd of skeletal woodsmen began to part as one giant skeleton made his way through. It was the Cutmeister himself, Big Bone the Sawmaster. On his arm bone was a tattoo of a skull and crossbones, so you know this dude was mean.
He just got a skull tattoo on his
bones. On his bones, yeah.
Pretty cool.
Dude.
I'm into it.
He raised his giant bone hammer and began to swing away wildly. Panzer and the kittens dodged and weaved. Some of the kittens were too quick and scurried up inside Big Bone's rib cage and began to bite his bone organs, because that's how living skeletons poop. Now you know.
Bone organs.
Panzer swung his swords and hit nothing but rock-hard, throbbing bone. It had little effect. The kittens were faring much better. They had teamed up to form a kitten tornado, which was just them running in a circle really fast and super adorable. As they reached the Cutmaster's feet, he tripped and fell. Then the alpha kitten crawled inside of his eye, ripped his skull off his spine, and used it as a helmet. Big Bone died again and turned immediately into a double skeleton, and we all know double skeletons can't move and are for reals dead.
I like how pretty much in our world, if you die, you just get to be a skeleton after that. And then if you die after that, well, it's over.
That's it, yeah. Then you're dead.
Unless you're resurrected by a necromancer.
It's a pretty forgiving world, you guys.
Yeah.
I like it.
Hey, we're big into second chances.
Yeah.
That's good of you.
Redemption.
Good.
The stories of redemption are big. Mew, 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 said the alpha kitten.
Wait, I understood that, Panzer said. But just then, the tree end fell over. As it hit the ground, it turned into stone and was pretty dang dead.
The kittens fell silent. The tree had been their protector and home since their mother's death. Nobody was not sad. One of the kittens walked over to the tree and pulled a few of the remaining still-alive pine cones from the tree and put them in his cat satchel.
Mew, said the alpha cat. Good job, little guys, said Panzer.
Mew, cheered the kittens.
You fought bravely, little one, and reminded me of what is most important in life. Adventure, Panzer said as he threw up the horns and air guitared on his leg. What shall I call you?
Mew, answered the alpha kitten.
Son of Buffcat?
What?
Thin, as the rage song from the end of The Matrix plays.
Whoa!
There you go.
Big plot point.
There you go.
Great story, Josh.
Thanks.
So Panzer, prophecy fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
Was pantsed.
He was.
And Buffcat's son?
Yeah. I don't know.
Where was Buffcat going and getting busy with?
If you go back, he had a wife that died. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember how I killed her, and I hope I'd made it the same thing, but I don't think I did. But if I didn't, it's totally canon now.
I think she got hit by a car.
Oh, God.
Yeah!
Well, all right, here we go!
does it have a title?
We
can make one up right now.
You know, I know. Let Josh like cold name it.
Josh, cool name this.
Cool name it. All right, let's see. Boned Again 3 : You bet your ass this is Boned Again 3.
Yep, that works. In a faraway, weird fantasy land, there once laid a noble bar called Bandit's Bar and Grill. Jimmy the Bean often took to bartending there, as it was pretty hard making money doing anything else on account of his beanness.
What is his
name? Is he
Jimmy?
A bean?
He's a bean. Yeah.
Oh my god.
And his name is Jimmy what?
Jimmy the Bean.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jimmy the Bean. Pretty simple.
Don't worry, it gets worse. The bar was usually calm and chill until one fateful Thursday night. Jimmy was cleaning some lumpy cold cups when a scream was heard coming from the enchanted parking lot. The drunken locals paused to look up as a scantily clad Hamadryad, I can't read my own face, came barreling through the door. Jimmy, she sobbed. You gotta help me. My deadbeat father owes Tina 1 million truples tonight, or else that no good tramp's gonna kill me and anything around me. Anything around? Jesus fucking Christ, Lisa, get the fuck out of my bar! Jimmy steps out from behind the bar and begins shooing in the whimpering tree nymph out of the door.
No one has 1 million truples.
No shit.
That's so much money.
That's so many truples.
Also, what the fuck did her dad do to owe that much money?
Oh, man.
To a treant.
I need
probably
to know.
Drug gambling.
Drug gambling.
Of course. As he gives her a final shove outside, he hears a real slow clap. How sweet. Here to defend this dummy's honor? A gang of hulking treants snigger and high-five each other. Defend what? This weirdo? A bleeding elder man runs up and collapses at Lisa's feet. Lisa, how can you go to him? Because he's more of a man than you, Pedro! Jimmy's looking around in absolute confusion. What the fuck? Everyone get the fuck off this lot! He proceeds to start tricking everyone away when Tito steps to his face.
Oh, damn, it's Tito.
I challenge you to a race. Da da da. To the death!
Oh, God.
Yeah!
Fine, Jimmy said. Sure, whatever. It'll get you guys out of here. Yeah. All right, let's do it. Tito grunts and shifts out a pile of roots that resembles one of those sweet longboards that everyone's too embarrassed and pussy to ride on. The treants around him kind of awkwardly shift and tilt Tito to put some wheels on him, and he's ready to go. Tito suddenly looks up to see Jimmy, who is already... Hold on, I have to find my new page. Did I mention it's on multiple hand...
Did you write this? Did you write it, handwritten?
I have typed and written.
That's a first for us, I think.
A hybrid.
Ooh.
A hybrid.
I can't keep track of my pages, because I cannot. Tito looks up all smugly to see Jimmy already decked out in his coolest rollerblades ever. Tito whistles. Dang, man! Let's do this. Jimmy rips open his shirt. Jimmy rips open his shirt and they take off. They're tearing shit up hardcore. Skating over old ladies and different dead people all around. People are painting and saying shit. Suddenly Tito tries to catch up with him. Dude, I'm on fire. Jimmy laughs and goes into a radical nose blunt grind. In your drink, ass wipe. No, dude, I'm really on fire. He turns and shrieks. Tito's sweet grinds on those old gravestones must have caused quite a heinous spark. Jimmy looks around for something to extinguish the flames. This dude's really ruining his night. Jimmy sees a cross-eyed druid pushing a Kool-Aid cart. This could do the trick. Jimmy gives the druid a real hot kiss, then throws the cart over his head at Tito.
He just kissed this man?
He just kisses him? That's how he paid for all those Kool-Aids. He just kisses him.
Also, a shirtless bean on rollerblades is a really funny visual for me.
Oh, man.
The flames soak in that sweet, sweet juice. Every ounce of it. Tito starts glowing. What the? There's a burst of light that blinds Jimmy. Oh, fuck! He screams. Finally, the light glows into a quiet shimmer. Jimmy uncovers his singed eyeballs. Gnarly. Tito was no longer the tall tree as he once knew. There stood a handsome Danish coffee table.
What?
What?
Tito's beaming, man. two things. I think I was just being a bully because I didn't really see that I had potential. That could just be beautiful. Well, see ya. The cross-eyed druid kisses the talking table and carries it off. My hero! He hears shouted from afar. Lisa runs towards Jimmy, trying for a passionate embrace. Ugh, no way, babe! Jimmy gives her the hand, shoves her, sprouts wings. He flips off everyone that's looking around and flies away and explodes. The end.
That was a great story! That was awesome!
A bean rollerbladed, then a chant turned into a table.
So many things!
There was a little bit of love.
Yeah.
A little drama. A little action. I also like how they were like, this is a race to the death. Dude, I'm on fire! You have to help me!
You have to help me!
But the bean is compassionate enough to lend a Kool-Aid hand.
Jimmy's a cool dude, man. Yeah.
He's a cool dude.
Also, he sprouted wings and exploded. All right. I didn't title my story. Deanna, can you come up with a title, perhaps? Just throw anything out there.
Oh, shit. Let me see.
Let's just throw out a word. We're going to make a title.
Yeah.
My word is sausage.
Mine was flabass. Can you do hyphenated words?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Flabass?
Flabass.
Josh, can you give me a word for this title?
Eviscerator.
Flabass, the sausage eviscerator.
Yeah!
But sadly, it's not about that. To be continued. It was just one of them dope-ass days in Orkspire. Then it turned into one of those doper-asser nights where any fucking thing could happen. And you know shit was getting spooky. So spooky that when you thought you saw something out of the corner of your eye, you really fucking did. And
oh,
yep.
Shit.
You bet your sweet ass that it was a goddamn skeleton.
No.
Dancing.
No.
Naked.
No.
On drugs.
No.
Skeleton drugs.
Oh, all right.
Oh, everything's
that's
okay.
Reasonable, yeah.
Deep within the Forok Forest, beyond the cursed caverns, past the haunted bee's nest, and just before the spoon in the road, was a clearing just big enough for some dope-ass treants to be practicing all their fighting moves. Like 20 of them were lined up, punching, kicking, and roundhouse branch swinging all over.
Dude.
An ancient treant paced back and forth as he watched the others train. He began to shout, "You are magicians! Fighters! Dope-ass drop kickers that can kick a guy so hard it'll make your mama say, my son died of being kicked by a tree. You are the warriors of the Bach, protectors of this forest of Orkspire." The treants were all training hard. I think
after that epic intro.
That's the greatest line of all time.
What a tattoo on my body.
Spells were flying everywhere, and several boulders were piled upon the backs of treants, who were all doing unassisted squats, getting their wooden buns all tight. I'm talking throw an acorn at a treant butt cheek and watch it explode tight.
Damn, man.
Suddenly, this song played as they continued to train. If you think you can't fight a tree, then step right up and get punched by a goddamn branch. They don't take no shit, they don't give a fuck, and if you got a tire swing, then let's hang out. They are the warriors of the Bauk.
That's like Southern rock.
Also, continued the elder, if you are a fruit-bearing tree, please remember to pick all the fruit off of yourself before you start doing spin kicks and shit, or else we're gonna have some pretty nasty bruises. There was one treant who stood out from the rest, so much so that if you saw him, you'd probably think, probably gonna hear a story about that one. And yeah, you'd be right, because here it goes. He was tall and thin, a peculiar-looking type of tree that was known to grow only high in the Wizard Mountain range. Hmm. Not much was known about his past, as he never spoke of it, but some say that he once provided shade to black wizards?
Oh, my God.
You know that shit ain't gonna settle well with the good guys, but I guess they'll have to find a way.
Ooh, I like this call to action.
This peculiar tree ant's name was Branchagran.
Branchagran. Beautiful.
His leaves were black, as was his bark, which was covered in carvings of black magic symbols and one carving of the Van Halen logo.
Dude, his sickest rune of all.
His focus was unbreakable as he trained intensely by breaking boulders in his palms, then chewing the pebbles. Damn. Now that we're all warmed up, spoke the elder Trant, let us begin our first lesson for today. The instructor kneeled to the ground and picked up a stone, examined it, then threw it at another Treant's face. Aw, oh, son of a bitch! The pelted Treant. This concludes today's training!
What?
Dude, he's wise.
Shouted the protector. You may root up here for the evening or venture off somewhere to reflect on your shadowed past alone. It is up to you. All the Treants rooted themselves into the ground, except for Branchagran, who wandered into the forest. As he did, this song began to play. Reflection time. Oh, what did I do all those things for? Why was I such a bad tree man? I could have been a good one, but Daddy never said he loved me. Wait, do I even have a dad? How does this work? Reflection time.
That song hits a little too close to home, Dom.
Yeah, well, hey.
Do you need a break?
Truth and comedy, guys.
Truth and that's true. Truth and tragedy.
Branchagran looked up at the moons, which rested just above the Wizard Mountain range. He stood and watched for a moment when suddenly there was a loud crack. Branchagran looked into the direction of the training site. Another crack. He headed back. As he grew closer to the grounds, he could hear the shouts and struggles of his brothers along with intense voices. The training site was feet away, but was nearly destroyed. Branchagran saw the elder tree laying on his back, sap dripping from his mouth.
Ew!
Don't you hate sap?
Ew, sap is so sticky, ew!
Like, I was a dumbass kid, I would always get sap on my fingers.
Yeah, man.
Please, stop this assault, said the protector, but his plea went unheard, because right after that, a motherfucking elbow drop crashed into his goddamn chest, splitting the elder in half.
Oh, shit.
Jesus.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, shouted a bandit. These trees present no match for our ruthless techniques. The bandit snapped his fingers. Sap up my muscles so they glisten in the moonlight. Another bandit walked over with a butter knife and began to spread sap all over his body.
All right.
Ooh, yeah, it's all sticky and warm.
Oh, God, sick.
This is what I wrote, so I'm going to read it. After be sapped up.
Wait, what? Read it again.
After be sapped up and still pissed as shit, the bandit began to shout into the forest. We are the disciples of destruction, and we hate stuff that stands too tall, shouted the orc bandit with black and red face paint on.
Dude.
I am Donnarok the Destroyer, and guess what? I don't give a motherfuck. Then he took a step back and super kicked a nearby tree, cracking it in half. Sap blood sprayed everywhere. Ooh, yeah! The bandits cheered.
Oh, my God.
Also, a super kick is Shawn Michaels' move.
Yeah.
That's a sweet chin.
Sweet chin music.
So, like, does it extend to too tall, like too proud? Because it seems like he would have to kind of destroy everything.
He'd have to destroy himself at this point.
Yeah, I think eventually he'll, like, suplex himself into a volcano.
That's how we all should go. That's how I want to go.
The bandits lifted the rest of the elder Treant up in the air and powerbombed him into a giant grave. Then they covered the grave with dirt and stuck a tombstone in the ground that read, "Here lies Bitch Lips, smelled like a hot dick."
Never mind, that's how I want to go.
Our wrestling moves are too sweet. The bandits all high-fived, then patted each other on the muscles, then rubbed each other's muscles, then hugged lightly, then hugged tightly, then just kind of held each other for a bit.
Aww.
The ground began to shake as Branchagran stepped into the clearing and saw the bandit's destruction. All about the ground lay the remnants of his brothers. The hugging bandits noticed Branchagrand all at once. "Get his precious muscle sap!" shouted Donnarok, and the bandits seized him. The remaining Treant was lifted in the air vertically for a suplex. Two other bandits leapt onto his branches and began doing pull-ups. Then Donnarok fell back with a thunderous crash.
"Begin the assault!"
yelled the head bandit.
"Begin the assault." As it hadn't started already.
No, well, this is where it starts.
That's the warm-up.
Out of the trees came atomic leg drops after atomic leg drop. That's an assault.
That's yeah, right.
I agree.
That's
that
assault.
Is an assault. Yes.
That's 20 of life right there.
Bits of bark were flying all over as sap began to pour out onto the ground.
"Ooh yeah, get into this sap, brothers!"
yelled Donnarok as he began to roll around in it.
Oh my god!
All seemed lost for the remaining bark warrior. Then a tiny voice was heard. "Reinforcements!" yelled Stumplin, the ancient protector Stump.
Oh my god.
And pretty cute little guy as he emerged from the bushes. In his little branch hand, he swung a tiny sword.
Oh.
"Y'all gonna have to be good or I'm gonna have to hit you with Twiglin." "It don't feel good when I get you," said Twiglin with an even tinier voice.
Oh my god.
The bandits immediately took their attention off Branchagrand for a moment, as they are easily distracted by things smaller than them. Stumplin approached one of the bandits and hit him with Twiglin. The bandit exploded, and all that remained was a standing skeleton who began do the running man.
Oh, no!
"I'm free from that muscle-bound body," it shouted, and it moonwalked into the forest.
I love the, like, the idea that every skeleton is just waiting to become a skeleton.
They're waiting like, they're to slaves. Get out and go, like, yeah. Go into a career of dancing and playing a xylophone on his ribs. The bandits were stunned. Branchagrand picked himself up. The carvings in his bark began to glow white as he clenched his fists. "I've had it with you goddamn savage-ass bandits," he finally spoke. "Now you'll have to answer to my true power."
Oh, God.
The Treant got in a power stance and fucking went all Super Saiyan right there in the Orlok Forest. His leaves and eyes turned white as the DBZ theme played. The Treant picked up two bandits who struggled to loosen his mighty grip, but to no success. Branchagrand squeezed the thieves, and they whistled and popped like a hot dog in the microwave.
Delicious.
Their blood was quickly absorbed by the Treant's roots. The bandit blood supercharged the Treant, and he got buff as fuck. Then, out of nowhere, the DBZ theme stopped, and Pantera's A New Level began to play.
Oh, my God.
With that big swinging dick riff as the Treant started stomping on mad bandits. One by one, they perished until Donnarok, the most moon-glistening bandit, remained. The Treant reached down and picked him up. "You killed my people."
Oh, man.
"Well, not really. I mean, I know all about you living up in the Wizard Mountain range, brother. Provided shade for all those evil black wizards and all.
Oh, my God.
And, hey, what's that funny-looking bird over there?"
Oh, no.
The Treant foolishly turned his head to look and was quickly put into spinning DDT reversal, knocking him unconscious.
Jesus! He fell for that shit.
Hey, man, funny-looking bird. Gonna look at it.
Trees, dude.
He gets whatever he deserves for falling for that. Come on.
Yeah, that's true.
You guys tell me you wouldn't look at a funny-looking bird?
Yeah, I guess I would.
I guess I've been guilty of pointing them out.
Yeah.
Hours later, the Treant awoke to find the bandit had fled. With a moment of clarity, Branchagrand looked around the training site, completely destroyed and littered with the bodies of his brothers and bandits. The last warrior of the bark, Branchagrand wandered deep into the forest. And then Pantera's walk began to play.
Dude, he's the new master.
Dude, how did it happen?
Dude, that was a good story.
I guess I just told the story.
That's a good ass story, dude.
Oh, thanks.
That was rad.
So many genres of music. It had everything.
It had DBZ, Pantera, everything.
Yep. Southern rock, and then it had that sad 80s eighties movie ballad.
Sad Southern rock.
Hello,
again, and welcome to another episode of Chamber of Knowledge.
I am your host.
Oh, you are the host.
Old Snickerdoodle, yes, I am. I got it in first. You are my co-host, a.k.a. servant, a.k.a. slave.
I'm all right with that sometimes, Snickerdoodle.
You're goddamn right. How was your day? What did you do this week?
Snickerdoodle, I did a bunch of bullshit things for you because I'm your freaking slave now, I guess.
First scroll! At Mad Zeke asks, does everyone turn into the same chair after eating a bat bowl?
When you think about it, all chairs are the same. So, yeah, blew your mind there, didn't I?
How about that? They all serve the same purpose, so what does it matter what it looks like?
Exactly. Don't judge a chair bapple by its chair cover.
In Orkspire, I would say that if you get lucky, you can turn into a luxury office chair. And if you are unlucky, then you turn into one of those crappy $20 padded office chairs that capture every fart that is farted into it.
Oh, you have a lot of those chairs.
A.K.A. the pain mines for farts. Next scroll
is from Alistair Perez. He asks, what are the labor laws in Orkspire and Daranos?
Well, in Orkspire, the labor laws are work hard, play harder, then not work so hard, then take her easy for the rest of the week. Labor law.
That's a good law. That's a very good law.
Yes.
In Daranos, there are none laws. Zero. You get put in the pain mines, that's your life. Forever.
I heard there are negative laws.
There's reverse laws.
Like, if you try to go do something that you think is illegal, you get showered with golden coins.
Exactly. It's fantastic.
Want to get nude outside? You're rich now.
That's how I made my money.
Yes, and that's how I gave you money. Next scroll. Next scroll comes from @CauseI'mDanJones. He asks, if you guys could make a new land separate from Orkspire and Daranos, what would it be? Reese's?
It would be called Rump Dump Island. Nobody can wear bottoms. Y'all gotta let those moons shine in the moon's light, ladies.
Ladies and men?
Some men? Sure. Why not?
If you want to. If you are a man, I believe I would say that you still have to wear a Speedo, a wizard Speedo with the butt cheeks cut out. So it's like a butt viewfinder. if I could make my own island, or land, you know, whatever.
Yes.
It'd be called Snickerdoodleton, and guess who would be able to live there? Me. That's it.
That's
it? No neighbors, no Reese's, no Jimmy Tree Branch or whatever, just some peace and quiet and big butts on the RC ball. I'm talking Speedo butt viewfinders butts.
Snickerdoodle, that's basically your life right now.
Basically, but you're around.
Yeah, I'm around.
I can't have the loud masturbation sessions that I want to have.
You can do that. I don't give a crap.
Where I just yell the whole time. I go, ah! It's gonna happen soon! Ah!
Are you doing it right now?
You tell me. You're sitting across from me.
You could be doing it with, like, some wizard magic.
Yeah, I'm wearing a pretty baggy robe.
Yeah. You could be jerking your jerk stick off with, like, a jerk spell. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
I'll never tell.
Next scroll
is from Anthony Perez. He asks, where do people use the bathroom?
Your mouth!
Damn, Snickerdoodle.
You want to step? You want to get hard with old S? Step, son.
You are feisty today. It's a jerk spell.
How about you, Reese's?
They hold it for as long as they can. Where you pee and poop is your business. I don't give a care as long as I don't know about it.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I haven't gone to the bathroom in 600 years.
I can tell. It's like a horse was slowly rotting.
I'm proud of it.
In a house.
Yeah, well,
been farting in your Bapple chairs all freaking time we've been together, however long that's been.
I swear to God, if you fart in my chair, my $20 desk chair, because I am not rich, I am poor, because I gave you all that money for being naked.
You should have thought of it. Being naked. Come up with a better idea, then I'll give you some money.
Yeah, I did think about it. I thought it was really cool that I was looking at a naked man. And I gave him all my gold. Next scroll!
Next scroll!
Next scroll comes from at Pastrike. They ask, my scroll is made of hemp. Oh, gross! Oh!
Pastrike!
Pastrike, are you kidding me, you gross guy?
You wasted it! I can't believe this.
Oh. Next scroll that is not made of hemp. Get this out of my hand. Thank you. My long fingernails were bothered. What's the next scroll, Reese's? Read it. I want to be done.
Next scroll is from Logan the Gray. He asks, how was your day?
None of your business. It was awful. Next scroll.
Much worse now. So thanks. I guess.
Yeah. You know what? Fuck it. It's going to happen.
Here we go. He's such a little angel after he masturbates. I'm not even going to turn off the RC ball. I'm just going to let him sleep on the internet or whatever it is forever. He's kicking his leg like a dog. He's dreaming about rabbits. I think he just jizzed again.
Well, hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to another episode of Fantasy Fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Deanna, for coming on and joining us. This was a lot of fun.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We had a great time. We learned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We had our first bean story.
Yes.
I'm so glad to be the first.
You know, I was penning one for next week.
You got to scrap it now. Sorry. You got to put it aside.
Fucking A. There will never be another better bean story. Bean rollerbladed.
That's it. That's the pinnacle of beandom.
And hey, before we go, guys, we just wanted to say thank you so much for leaving us this crazy amount of iTunes reviews. It always helps. If you're thinking about leaving one right now, here's some little motivation. Josh will kiss you if you do.
I'll do it.
Here's one titled Dope by Baby Back Ribs Productions.
How do we get in on that? How do we get in on that production company?
I'm going to write him a letter. This podcast is a healthy alternative to Viagra. 5 stars. Thanks for making my drive to school butt-tastic.
Butt-tastic is good.
I don't know if I ever wanted to be described as butt-tastic, but now that I have, I really appreciate it.
I've been like writing in our bios like that we're both butt-tastic. Should I omit that you're butt-tastic? I thought it was okay.
It's fine. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
You want me to revise it?
Now it's law. I read it.
It's law. It's canon. Law canon.
Did you have one you were going
to
read?
Yeah, I would like to read one by Old Cheese, titled From B's to A's. It's 5 stars. This podcast is so dang titastic, it'll turn your B-hole into an A-plus hole. It doesn't have to make sense, because I'm a motherfucking wizard. He gets it.
He gets it.
If anyone gets it, it's Old Cheese.
Old Cheese. Old Cheese gets it.
Also, we've been described as butt-tastic and tit-tastic.
Yeah.
Pretty good day. Also, guys, shirts are back in stock. If you're looking for one, Buffcat or Keep On Wizard, and we should have all sizes, I think. You can check them out at fantasyfiction.bigcartel.com. And before we go, we have our prompts for next week, which are Magic Cloaks, which was suggested by Blake Harrington on Facebook, and Conjurers, suggested by @LittleDeuceDeuce, who is Todd Bryanton, who does great music. You should check out his YouTube. I believe his channel is just LittleDeuceDeuce. Check it out. Fun animations, funny songs, great stuff. But those will be our stories for next week. And one more time, Deanna, thanks for coming on, and thanks for joining us.
Pleasure as
all. We'd love to have you back sometime.
Yeah, it was great to meet you, and your story was really good.
Thanks, man.
Before we go, Deanna, is there anything you want to mention that you're doing?
Yeah, well, I mean, in general, there's a cool group called Channel 101 out here that does cool shit every month.
They do real cool shit. Mm-hmm.
Check that out. They're at channel101.com.
Mm-hmm.
The animation house I work with has their own YouTube channel, and they have really cool shit. Including soon to be Johnny Ryan's prison pit. So yes, definitely keep an eye out for that. It is Rugburn Channel. I don't know how to speak the words of the URL for that, but it's
just Rugburn Channel.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's easy to find. And by the way, guys, if you haven't seen the trailer for Prison Pit, go look it up. It's on their YouTube. It's awesome. And if you haven't read Prison Pit, you fucking should. Yeah. It's an awesome comic. But thanks again for listening to another show. And until next week,
keep on wizarding.
Keep on wizarding.
We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.